Our scripture reading this morning is Numbers chapter 28, verses 1 to 15. You'll find it on page 173 in your pew Bible. Now, one of the reasons why we need to be reading and studying the Old Testament is it's the substructure of the very religion that we practice. It is the gospel in bud, whereas we know the gospel in bloom. And in so many ways, you see the principles and the ideas embedded in the Old Testament rituals, in the law, in the ceremonies of the Old Testament that will be fully brought to being in Jesus Christ. Now, this is a great example today as we have the establishment of the rounds of the daily offerings and the weekly offerings and the monthly offerings. The chapter will go on and we'll talk about the feast weeks, and it will go into chapter 29. Now, two things are highlighted in the portion we're going to read today. First is the priority on sin offerings. Every morning, every evening, a sacrificial animal will be slain as an offering for sin. Every Sabbath, two male lambs, very careful instructions for how they're to do that. There's monthly offerings where there's two bulls, a ram, seven male lambs. This is bloody religion. Now, what this is saying is it's the single most central thing to the religion and the salvation that is proclaimed in the Bible is salvation for sinners through the blood of the Lamb who was slain. If someone were to say to you, tell me what Christianity is about, in one sentence, somewhere in that sentence ought to be sinners, a holy God, a sacrifice, a Lamb who dies for our sins. And this is at the heart of our religion. You know, we're living in a time when many people, it happens in every generation, the belief that we have to update Christianity to make it fit with the times. And I assure you, the doctrine of penal substitutionary atonement is not popular in our day. Many people will deride Christianity precisely for these primitive and violent themes that we have around sin, blood, and salvation. But you see, if you remove them, you end up with a completely different religion than the one that was being practiced in Numbers 28 and that was fulfilled by Jesus Christ. I think what happens today is not so much among evangelicals the outright removal of them, although some will do that, but rather the pushing of this theme to the periphery. And the same thing happens. We believe in the blood of Jesus Christ. We just shouldn't talk about it very much. Well, the Israelites talked about it. Morning and evening, a lamb was slain. Every Saturday, sacrifices were made. Every month, a mass sacrifice was made. The issue is the wrath of God on our sins, the provision of which is the blood of Jesus Christ. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That is the message of the Bible. And so you see these sin offerings established with very careful instructions. Now, the second part here are various kinds of thank offerings. Some are by the offering of grain. Some are drink offerings as ablutions are poured out. And here's the second part of the Christian life. What do we believe? We believe that Jesus Christ died for our sins. What do? We offer our lives as thanksgiving to God in his behalf. And so you have here these two chief parts of the Christian life embedded in the ritual system of Israel of old. This is our faith that they are acting out as it will be brought to full bloom in the coming of Jesus. Well, let's give ear then to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word as we read Numbers 28, 1 to 15. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, command the people of Israel and say to them, my offering, my food, for my food offerings, my pleasing aroma, you shall be careful to offer me at its appointed time. And you shall say to them, this is the food offering that you shall offer to the Lord. Two male lambs, a year old, without blemish, day by day, as a regular offering. The one lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer at twilight. Also a tenth of an ephah of fine flour for a grain offering, mixed with a quarter of a hin of beaten oil. It is a regular burnt offering, which was ordained at Mount Sinai for a pleasing aroma, a food offering to the Lord. Its drink offering shall be a quarter of a hin for each lamb. In the holy place you shall pour out a drink offering of strong drink to the Lord. The other lamb you shall offer at twilight. Like the grain offering of the morning and like its drink offering, you shall offer it as a food offering with a pleasing aroma to the Lord. On the Sabbath day, two male lambs, a year old without blemish, and 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour for a grain offering mixed with oil and its drink offering. This is the burnt offering of every Sabbath, besides the regular burnt offering and its drink offering. At the beginning of your months, you shall offer a burnt offering to the Lord, 2 bulls from the herd, 1 ram, 7 male lambs, a year old, without blemish. Also 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour for a grain offering mixed with oil for each bull, and 2/10 of fine flour for a grain offering mixed with oil for the 1 ram, and 1/10 of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering for every lamb. For a burnt offering with a pleasing aroma, a food offering to the Lord. Their drink offering shall be 1/2 hin of wine for a bull, 1/3 hin for a ram, and 1/4 hin for a lamb. This is the burnt offering of each month throughout the months of the year. Also 1 male goat for a sin offering to the Lord. It shall be offered besides the regular burnt offering and its drink offering. Well, the grass withers and the flower falls, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.